Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to greatlakesdragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, Anthony Medella producing, and Baby Tausch in Vegas. He'll be back on Friday.
I hope you make it back safe.
Hot Stove Weekly, though, is happening. They taped it earlier tonight, over the weekend, so that will air tonight. Some Brewers baseball for you from 6 to 7. Interviews from the On Deck show from a couple weeks ago that you have not heard yet. So make sure to tune in at 6 o'clock for some Brewers baseball talk. Okay, so here are the lanes. The right lane today is, did scoring, the low-scoring game ruin it, or lack of scoring, ruin it for you in regards to the Super Bowl? That is the right lane. The left lane, the Anthony Davis lane, reports out that Anthony Davis' representation has told the Pelicans there are four teams now, not just one. Before it was just the Lakers last week. Now, as of today, there are four teams he is willing to be traded to and will sign a long-term extension with if traded there. We have the Lakers. We have the Knicks, the Clippers, and your Milwaukee Bucks. When you heard that report, maybe this is the first time you're hearing it, but when you heard the report, what were you thinking? That is the left lane. And the return lane. If Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback instead of Jared Goff in yesterday's Super Bowl, would the Rams have won that game? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. All of those are on the table. We'll start with the right lane first. Leroy Butler, did the low-scoring game ruin it for you yesterday?
No, absolutely not. No, it didn't ruin it at all for me. I like a good defensive battle. I like the chess match that Flores, the defensive coordinator, who's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, he was prepared for the 3-and-1 sets, the bunches, the split screens. He was ready for everything. Van Noy and those guys, the twins, this guy was on the money defensive. And then, not to mention that the Rams played pretty good defensively too, and in spots. Julian Edelman, the MVP, 10 catches, 140 yards. You know, they weren't aggressive enough with him, so it was more like a chess match than checkers. I think a lot of it had to do with a lot of people watching was, you know, the Colin Kaepernick, people were boycotting because of that. There's a lot of people didn't want to watch it because of the halftime show, which I didn't agree with. Adam Levine taking his shirt off. If Janet Jackson can't take hers off, let's be consistent there. I don't get it. So there was a lot of controversy going around, but ultimately, I thought it was a good defensive battle. Good, you know, both quarterbacks didn't put up gaudy numbers. You know, both guys threw picks, but it seemed like Jared Goff to me was a lost soul. I mean, it was a big game. And when I was in my first Super Bowl, I was nervous for a while. But after a while, you get the first hit, you settle down, your coaches, you know, navigate you through. But ultimately, it's one guy in that helmet. You got to do your job. So to answer the question, hey, listen, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. The numbers may always be down, but at the end of the day, they were charging $5 million a commercial. They made a bunch of money regardless of who watched.
That's the left lane. Did the lack of scoring ruin the Super Bowl for you? 414-799-1250. The right lane, the Anthony Davis report. What were you thinking when you heard it of him being willing to get traded to Milwaukee and sign a long-term extension? Gary Ellerson, what were you thinking?
And I think the calls were split, Gary. I think the calls were split.
I was thinking about Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Really?
Can't happen. I've been telling these people that it's not going to happen.
When did he say this now? You're just making this up.
Last week.
on the phone.
So it did happen.
On the phone.
Oh, I said it's not
going
to happen.
I've been telling these people. And so when he texted me, I just kind of, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I dismissed it because Steve told me, literally, I'm sitting in the parking lot right there. He texted me. All I said was, okay.
With an exclamation point.
Okay. All caps.
Right.
Yep. Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, once again, but, you know, see, I guess big picture. Right. Now.
Gary and I had two different takes. So that was his take on it when I texted it to him.
Right.
My take on
big
it
picture.
When I saw it was, and this was right before 2 o'clock.
This is the big picture.
My take on it was, I never thought I'd live to see the day where a superstar player would have the Bucks on his short list of teams that he'd sign a long-term extension with if he got traded to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Because it's different than what we were talking about last week. What we were talking about last week were he was rumored to come here.
Right. The Bucks were rumored to have interest in trading for him. And I said there's no way they don't have enough. They can't make it work.
This is...
Right.
He's on my list.
He's saying, I'll go there and I'll sign an extension and I'm not leaving.
Way different.
And now you have two top five, top 10 players in Anthony Davis and Giannis both on the same team versus Giannis and a second level guy in Chris Middleton, who is an all-star for sure. He's not Anthony Davis, though. And that's where this whole thing is. So for me, I still don't think they can get a trade done because I still don't think they have enough. Unless Middleton would agree to sign an extension in New Orleans if he was traded to the Pelicans. Then I think, you know, maybe you have a little bit more of a shot at it. But I just don't know that's going to happen because Middleton just got done saying he wanted to play in Milwaukee for the rest of his career on Friday. So I still don't think they can get this deal done. But for me, the exciting part was a superstar player actually has said that he would sign a long-term deal if he was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Period. End of story. That's what it is. And he's in there with, you're in there with the Lakers, heritage franchise, Clippers, huge market LA, and the Knicks, heritage franchise, huge market. And there's old little old Milwaukee hanging out with the big boys and saying, yeah, we can handle them too.
Little old Milwaukee.
I mean, it's just, to me, it's just mind-blowing that you're at this point. Because I've banged on the Bucks for quite a while saying, who are you going to get to come play with Giannis? If he's not going to recruit, what superstar is going to come want to come play here in Milwaukee?
And they've been trying to tell you to relax. We're working on it.
And this here dismisses it because we know at least one that has said he would. And if there's one, there's got to be two. And if there's two, maybe there's three. So,
but he could have chose anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I didn't just dismiss it, but I also know that, you know, realistically, you know, being a Laker fan, you know, I knew that once the tampering thing got heated up, okay, we got to put out some teams that we may be willing to go to so this thing will look so obvious.
Correct.
Okay, but now we're out there. So if you're John Horst and you get this, you know, a dossier from your staff, say, hey, man, this man say he may come here. Now he said to the owner, I might be able to put something together, but matter of fact, I've been working on it. I'm going to explore some of these things and see if it can work. If it worked, great. If it doesn't, what'd you fall back on? We're still in first place and got the best team in the league.
But if it doesn't.
But we may push to try to make it work.
But if it doesn't, how does Middleton react to hearing his name and possible rumors to the deadline?
Business is
how
business. He's going to get paid either way.
Bledsoe, I don't really care about because I don't think he's back anyhow. Brogdon, how would he react if his names are in these rumors? And again, there I still don't care because he's a restricted free agent. You can match and bring him back regardless if he wants to be or not. Brook Lopez, don't care. But so for me, it's more about Middleton. Middleton react to this? Because he really is the big fish here. If Davis, you don't get Davis, and he's at the forefront of these trade rumors.
Right.
And he's like, well, thought you all said you wanted me. You had me have breakfast with Budenholzer, the whole deal, and now you're trying to move me for another guy. So I guess love isn't as big as you say it is. Right. So now when we get to free agency, then what does he say? We're just throwing out maybes.
Right.
But you don't know where his head's going to be if he hears this.
Right. Yeah, I want to say this real quick, though.
Real quick.
Budenheiser's family and the coach's family, shout out to them. They got their vacation plan for All-Star Weekend, and now they're going to be coaching. The kids, sometimes they don't understand that, hey, we're going to do this, and dad's going to be coaching the All-Star game, and they buy in. Standing ovation for their families to understand we got the best team in the league, we got the best coach, and we got to maneuver some things around. We'll go later. That's what Gary.
And you
want.
Go now. Send Dad pictures.
Messed
hey,
up.
Hey man, this beach damn, of Costa Rica is really
family,
nice, man.
This man got a real family. Say, damn, real we nice, good man. With it. You go. We gonna go with you in all the festivities. I want to be down there with my jersey on with all the other kids. I want my wife to be with the other wives with the big rocks and the big fur coats and all. Hey, let's
I don't think he's
in.
Married or anything, so I don't think you have
well,
to worry
the,
about
the,
any of that
the
stuff.
The other family.
Oh, the other coaches,
family.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, the other coaches.
Yeah, for sure.
And family
yep.
and friends are going to do it. And I think that's what Gary wanted Aaron Rodgers' old lady to do when they was in New Zealand. Say, Aaron, let's cancel this and go talk
no.
to the head coach.
No.
Well, not necessarily cancel. Let's,
but not cancel,
let's
but
push it back.
Rework it.
Push it back.
Push it back
bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, I'm fine with what they did.
Okay.
The
well,
return lane.
Well, we'll talk about that another
The return
time.
Lane, if Aaron Rodgers is quarterback.
You know what's
if what?
What?
He said, you know what's going to happen.
What?
You know he's going to say, well, Coach and I, we just not on the same page. And we. That's
no,
why,
he's not going to say that.
That's why I made that mistake.
No.
You know who's going to lose their natural mind?
Steve.
No, because you're going to be on the same page along with the receivers and everybody else because everybody's learning this offense together. So if you, the quarterback, can't get on the same page and your receivers can, then the issue's going to be you.
No, no, no.
The
communication between the coach.
Well, then it's him.
Yeah,
because you couldn't communicate with the last coach either.
Oh, yeah.
So clearly the problem's not the coach. The problem's you.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Steve.
I'm telling you, they're going to be fine.
Let me ask you this.
Man's going to win MVP. They're going
to
be fine.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if I said this to you. Let me ask both of you this here. So we all know there's stuff with Mike McCarthy and Rodgers, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
You're talking about Anthony allegedly. Davis. You've wheeled it 12 into this.
Yeah.
You've been talking about. You've been in the what if on 12 all day. What? What if? Steve.
I like when the Packers and the Buckeye argue.
Gary's got a what if moment.
What if?
Oh, all wait a minute. Wait a minute. America, you got the jazz hands up.
What if?
I like what ifs.
You got jazz hands.
What
up.
If?
Yeah.
In 2 years,
right?
This doesn't work out.
With who?
With Rodgers and LaFleur.
Okay.
LaFleur goes to Mark and says, not working.
Okay.
So he does go to Mark and he doesn't answer the Gutekunst.
Who goes?
He does. I told you that before.
Who is he?
LaFleur is gone.
No.
Done.
Nope.
Bye-bye.
Nope.
See you.
Rodgers gone.
Cause. No way.
No, he ain't going.
No chance. Nope. You're thinking this is going to be Brett Favre-esque? Not a chance.
No, he ain't going.
Nope. LaFleur's gone. They're not paying him anything. Yeah, they won't care. See ya. You're out. I'll go find somebody else.
A-Rod got another 4 years here, cuz.
Yeah. He will. Tell you right now. And you know what will probably happen? Since we're doing the what if moment?
Yeah.
Just stop. Can you stay here?
Give me your what if
moment.
Let's
do it tomorrow.
Steve.
Hey.
I'll give you the what if moment. What happens?
No. Well, let's maybe we'll broach that what if tomorrow.
No, we're talking about Jackson's party tomorrow.
I'll even tell you who the next head coach will be.
No, stop. We'll do it tomorrow.
All right.
We'll do it tomorrow.
He's Gary Ellerson.
You're going to hate Steve tomorrow if you're a parent out there. You don't want to give his son a party.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Stop. Norman on the east side. You're next at Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane on the Oney's Big Show. What's up, Norman?
Norm!
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Norman. What's up, buddy?
Listen, I'm going to give y'all two reasons why this Bucs trade would be the worst trade the Bucs make.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Norman.
One reason why, if you mortgage the firm to get Anthony Davis, like Miami, it's going to take 2-3 years for them to match. Even get close to winning the championship because you got to replace the players if you want. Secondly, if you put Anthony Davis in the post, where's Giannis going to get his points from? His jump shot?
No, he's going to rotate.
Yeah, he can be a cutter coming
rotate,
off.
Yeah.
He can be a cutter coming off
slash
of Anthony Davis.
Giannis get his points from his own dribble.
Sure.
You don't pass it to Giannis in the post.
Anthony Davis
can pass it to Giannis.
To Giannis cutting.
Right. Because they can shoot it outside.
Right, and Anthony Davis can shoot outside too and spread the floor.
What else you got, Norman? Because them two weren't good.
Okay. Check this out. Do you think Anthony Davis will sign after this season if the Bucks win a championship?
That's what the report is. Oh, you know,
whoa,
stop. So you're saying if he doesn't get traded to Milwaukee.
And the Bucks win a championship.
But where does he get traded to?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, no. It does matter. Because if this report is true, and there's two of the best insiders in the world doing it, so I'm assuming it's true. If he gets traded to one of those other three teams who he has said he'll sign an extension with upon getting traded to, then it's a moot point because the extension's already done before we ever get to that point.
But how many other players said they'll sign and didn't sign? That has happened before.
Maybe. But
not to Milwaukee, though, Norman. Not to Milwaukee. We've never had an all-star, a platinum player like this saying that.
No, what he's saying is he gets traded to, say, the Lakers.
Yeah.
He plays,
I like that scenario.
He plays the whole following year after the Bucks win a championship. And now you're saying, Norman, wouldn't he come here as a free agent, right?
He'd be more willing. He'd be way more willing to come. He's a free
there's
agent
a problem.
At there, the end of the season.
Norman, there's a problem with that. He's a free agent after next season. And you have to make a decision on Chris Middleton this summer. Yep, if you sign Chris Middleton this summer for $30 million or whatever it is, Anthony Davis is done. You can't sign him. That's it. Thanks for the call. Sorry. Sorry, to,
that. Man, you know,
sorry
I love,
to destroy all that, but that's
I, no,
what
no. He had a good man. I love our callers because they challenge us mentally. I love
I do
that.
Too.
Great phone call, Norman. I
and
love
sometimes
that.
They win. It, yeah. It's going to happen.
Skyler, you guys, Mike, you guys on fire today, man. All our callers challenging us mentally.
And what happens awesome. Is, for them challenging us, people like Gary Ellison reward them with telling them where to go buy the rings. You don't know?
Not good friends at the
oh,
jury.
Thank God.
Center.
Oh, you know. I want he know I was gonna thank Dean for doing something.
One of these days, it's just gonna be a blank look.
No, I told him I wanted to thank Dean for something Dean did for me. I wanted to thank him, but is it, can I do it now?
76 and
okay, you may wait.
Layton Plaza.
I gotta thank Dean.
In Brookfield off Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank building, new location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin. Go ahead, thank you.
Yeah, Dean Murray, the Jury Center. We were looking for a sponsor for Butler versus Bullying for a 3-school tour. He picked it up, and I just completed it, and the school wanted to thank him for doing it. And because, you know, you talk about people coming in out of your store and giving back to the community, but the kids really appreciated it. And I also appreciated him giving me another platform of working with Cops and Kids today. Gifford Middle School, no, Gifford Elementary donated 800 books to Cops and Kids, Miss Julia Witherspoon, which is my godmother. So I want to thank Dean for just kicking that off. And that's the kind of stuff, excuse me, guys, that they don't be trying to put out there on social media and tell her. They do it because kids deserve it. And childhood literacy is near and dear to my heart. So I want to thank Dean Murray as well as Gifford Elementary and Cops and Kids for collaborating to help, you know, over 1,500 kids. I really appreciate it. I'm very emotional about it. And when I asked him about it, he said, yeah, we'll do it without all the rigmarole. But what he's did is create a lot of customers from their parents. They're going to now shop at the Jury Center because that they give back to the community.
All right, there he is, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, a tweet out from NBC Sports from 6 hours ago that somebody just retweeted that I missed
make
earlier.
Sure make sure it's verified, Steve.
This person, this person is calling. No, it's verified. This person is calling this clickbait for by NBC Sports. I'll see what Gary and Leroy think about it. Okay. Coming up next. Okay, well, this whole thing on Twitter is disturbing. I'm shutting off Twitter.
Why are you saying off Twitter?
Because now this is what we've got. Because we had to talk about Chuck from the tub.
Yeah.
So now I got people tweeting your shirtless picture with a damn cigar sitting in your own hot tub.
Found it?
Good Old KS has it.
He found it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So Good Old KS has everything. So,
just like Good Old KS had Steve in the police car when we got in the wreck.
On Tuesday.
I mean, not the wreck, but his car
stopped. Died. Right.
Good Old KS.
So Good Old KS has that tweeted out. Then Clemens, Mike Clemens.
Yep.
He tweets out, Big Show talking about Chuck's promo from the tub. Hey, why not? That comes from the guy who did an update shirtless on the other side of the glass during one of our shows.
Yes, he did.
Come on, man.
Shirtless.
Oh, Good Old KS has that one, too. I'm sure that's coming next after Clemens tweeted that.
Well, I don't
what is it with all you old guys want to take off your shirts in public?
Man, they didn't do it when they were little. Let them do it now.
You think that's what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It was taboo. You couldn't do it. Now do it.
Taboo?
Yeah, do it.
Old thing's a little disturbing, to be honest with you.
You've seen your old uncle at one of these things dancing and just take his clothes off.
No, I have not had that.
No, come on. Every family has that.
I swear to God, I have not had that. Mm-mm.
You got a good family, cuz.
I had all aunts and one uncle, and he lives in Phoenix now, so.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Okay, so this is what I want to know. So on the post-game show, the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post game show the other night.
Mm-hmm.
We did a topic.
Come on.
And we tweeted out the question, and it was completely misunderstood on Twitter. And those that weren't listening and were just reacting on Twitter were ripping me for being a dumb question, but they weren't listening. Okay, fine.
Well, let's clear it up,
so now,
then, Steve. Let's clear it up.
No, no, no. I'm just going to ask you guys a question.
But I want to clear it up, though.
So, is there anything you're doing right now as a fan of the Bucks that you never thought you would have done, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years, but you're kind of spoiled maybe a little bit about as a Bucks fan now, so now you're doing it? Meaning, Bucks are up by 15 with 5 minutes to go. It's over. Click. At the game, Bucks are up 15 with 5 minutes to go. I'm going to be traffic.
Well,
see you later.
A lot of people leaving. I do know that.
A lot of people leaving early.
I do know that.
Right? So that type of stuff that's going on, or, man, another Bucks blowout. This is getting boring.
Right.
Making that statement to your friends or whatever the case may be. I think there's a lot of that going on right now. Because, again, look, tonight they play the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn Nets, a potential playoff team in the Eastern Conference. Not a horrible basketball team anymore. They got an all-star, former Laker D'Angelo Russell, who's replacing
all-star
Victor Oladipo, who's out for the year in the all-star game.
Now he plays well when he leaves the Lakers.
Right. So it's a formidable team.
Snitch.
Odds are they're probably going to blow out the Nets tonight, and this thing will be done quick. And then I'll come in here and talk about Anthony Davis, talk a little bit about the game, obviously, but it'll be a blowout. There won't be much to talk about. Do you think that's happening? Because Packer fans always get ripped for being spoiled fans. Oh, you got 2 Super Bowl rings and 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks,
and it's
never enough. All you people do is complain and whine and not making the playoffs isn't good enough anymore, whatever. But that took time to build to get to that level. This is the very first year the Bucks have had this type of success since the Eastern Conference Finals team, and they're having more success than the Eastern Conference Finals team as far as regular season goes. I think they had the same record as of a couple of nights ago of that team. But they're the best record in the NBA at this moment in time.
Right.
Something we've never seen like this before. And you just, I got that vibe that there are certain people that are kind of like getting bored by the whole deal.
Well, I think, and so I say, Steve, I was at the smoke shop the other night and talking to the fellas. I think right now it's really weird that the Bucks are a product of their past failures, meaning that there are a lot of people don't believe that it's real. And they won't believe that it's real until playoff time comes.
Win the playoffs.
That's what everybody's looking for right now with the Bucks. They're just looking for that playoff win and looking for them to get to the playoffs. And I think that's when the interest level will ratchet up even more than and I think the interest level is already up, but I think it ratchets up even more than it has right now during the regular season. I think everybody's looking for playoffs.
I just don't get that.
Isn't that weird? It's weird.
Enjoy the ride. This is fantastic.
Well, I think people are enjoying the ride.
I don't think so.
They're not. They're complaining because thinking they're going to get bounced in the first round.
No. People aren't complaining like that, but I do think there's a sense of, because look, face facts.
Yeah.
When it's a competitive game down the stretch, right? You're on the edge of your seat. You're really into it, shot for shot, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
When at halftime, you're up 20, 25.
And that's what's been happening.
And you're rolling. People are chilling back and just watching them blow out a team. Mm-hmm. There's not as much of that nervous energy that goes along with that. And there's nobody else in this league that are blowing teams out like this on a consistent basis.
No.
I mean, these guys are rolling.
Are they the only one that hadn't lost back-to-back games?
Yeah. They haven't lost to the same opponent. They haven't lost to the same opponent twice this year either.
Yeah.
Think about that. They haven't lost to the same team twice, and they haven't lost back-to-back games all year long.
Right?
So, and this is going to get into what we're going to talk about yesterday, about whether or not you think this team really right now is your favorite to win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so than Golden State, let's say, when it comes down to it without Anthony Davis at the end of the day. Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
So you had a franchise in Green Bay that wasn't very good when you got there.
Yeah. And wasn't my fault, though. That's the disclaimer.
No, wasn't your fault. And then you guys turned that corner.
I did help with that.
When did the fans change in your mind where you said, okay.
Ooh, like from Gary's fans to not the other
right.
fans?
To where you noticed like, okay, this has a little bit different vibe among the fans now. When I'm out at the grocery store or whatever else, the vibe's a little bit different than it was when I first got here with Lindy Infante.
Oh, that's a good question. I think I'm going to tell you when it really hit me and say this is, I think it was a home opener in 94, 95. We lost to, I think, the Rams. And after we had lost that game, I remember getting dressed, going in the locker room, and as we were leaving the field, people were chanting, "Go, Pack, go." Weren't booing. They knew, they kind of felt like, okay, this is just a little blimp in the screen, but we're going to do something. I say, now things have changed. The losing culture is gone. People understand that sometimes you're going to lose a tough game, but ultimately, in the future, you got the pieces to win a Super Bowl.
I've never thought I would ever see that. That changed my whole.
That's when you knew it changed.
That's when I say I want to stay here the rest of my career. And these fans get it. They get it.
I think this fan base is changing right now from what it's been for the last 20 years.
They're transitioning.
I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I think the mentality of the fan base is starting to change with this team. And the farther they go in the playoffs, the more the mentality will change going into next year.
And this is the first time we've been on, Steve, this is the first time national TV games that is amazing. And the Fiserv is like a playoff atmosphere every night.
Yep.
And it's full. And it's not complaining. It's like people go there expect to
win.
I mean,
every
game. And they expect to win by 10, 15 points.
Yep.
And then if they do lose and play that team again, it's like, oh, we're going to win because we never lose back to back.
Right.
And not just crappy teams now.
Everybody.
They blew out
yep.
Toronto at home with their all-star.
Kawhi Leonard, okay? Yep.
So when we're in the barbershop and people throw that out there, when you say, no, it's just not the bad teams, but they're beating the teams they're supposed to, they really should have won maybe five more games, to be honest with you, Steve. It's five games that they lost. They could have won. So, but it's always a guy, Gary, on the other side of the wall that yells out, that's just now. They're going to faint in the playoffs. Everybody booing. Man, be quiet. We haven't even gotten there yet. Take it easy.
And what you're trying to do is you're trying to build that winning culture in the fan base over the course of time.
Right.
Just like you're trying to build a winning environment in your own home with J&J Contracting.
All the time.
Yeah.
My good friends at J&J Contracting.
He still got it, cuz.
Call Jason.
Not very often. Once in a while, I get it.
If you're looking to do the interior of your house, guys, these guys are absolutely incredible. Jason over at J&J Contracts. If you're looking at countertops, if you're looking at cabinets, kitchen cabinets, if you're looking at bathrooms, redoing your bathrooms, adding a bathroom, I mean, your house is growing and you got a couple more kids and maybe you need another bathroom. You only got one bathroom. They can add a new bathroom onto your house. If you're looking for more livable space like Steve Sparky Pfeiffer did, and maybe you can get your basement refinished and they'll come over and now the kids can go and play. What are they playing down there? PlayStation or
Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, whatever.
They got somewhere for them to go. Now you can have a living space, you and a lady upstairs, and get the kids out of your hair. Guys, call my good friends up today, right now. That's J&J Contractors, and ask for Jason.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Great Lakes Dragaway, Pick a Lane continues. Don't forget, Hot Stove Weekly comes up at 6 o'clock. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch. From 6 to 7, more interviews that they got at the On Deck event for the Brewers a couple weeks ago. Then the Bucks and Nets, they tip off at 6. And we will have the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show presented to you by Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza tonight, immediately following that one. More Anthony Davis talk, I'm sure, tonight. And don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. I was just at Wendy's the other day, Gary Ellerson, and I scarfed down three. Oh, no, I did not. I was going to get three double stacks, and I ended up getting their gigantic, if you got this yet, Leroy, the giant junior bacon cheeseburger meal that they have for $5.
No.
It's the giant junior bacon cheeseburger, and then you get like their chicken nuggets or whatever they have there, plus you get fries, plus you get a soda. And then for 99 cents or whatever it was, I got me a double chocolate chip cookie.
A double?
Double chocolate chip cookie.
No,
yeah.
You're not dipping the cookie.
So good.
I don't want to get into this, but you're not dipping the cookie, are you?
Oh, if I had the Frosty, I'd dip the cookie into the Frosty.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd use my two fingers with the Frosty. I don't know why y'all wasting a cookie.
Yeah, I definitely would have done that.
Would you like a straw, Mr. Butler? No, man.
Two fingers.
I'd do my two fingers.
Still, you better wash your hands before you do that.
Yeah, it's going in my mouth. Ain't
well, I guess you're right. It is technically going on.
Well, dreams.
So we only got a few minutes left here. Gary Ellerson.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name.
Yeah. Brock just had a birthday, right?
Yeah.
On Friday?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And you celebrated his birthday with him mm-hmm. and all that. How old is he now?
15.
You know, kids 15, yeah. They don't want no gift. They want money, cuz.
I've got a question. So I'm being told that 3 is worse than 2 from an age perspective with kids as far as they behave even worse at 3.
Treacherous
3s, right. Yeah. Or a 3 teen, whatever, right? That's what I'm being told. That 3 is actually worse than 2 as far as behavior goes.
I think 2 may be worse, but it depends on your parents.
Okay, so that I've not experienced 3 yet, so I don't know. But I do know this. 11 and 12, yeah. Those aren't fun years either.
No.
So you
there should
you,
be a rewind button when they get 17. You can start them all over.
So
again.
Gary, you've run the gamut, obviously, with your oldest kids being out and done, and now you've got the youngest again.
Yeah.
What years would you say are the years where you're like, just buckle in because it's going to be a fun one?
Teenage.
So 13, 14, 15, 16? Or later teenagers, like high school.
I don't think they talk back till they get 16.
No, get out of here. Do. They talk back the whole way.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, 11 and 12 is the worst for sure, for me at least.
It gets.
Because you can't put them in the headlock, you go to jail.
Right. I would say teenage. Teenage is way worse. I mean, you're getting there, Steve. You're right. You're damn near right there. I've been there. I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm in there now. We got one at 14.
You got 2 of them.
14 and 12.
I think 2 is the worst because they're like tape recorders. They repeat everything you say, even bad words.
I like babies. I mean, 2's a mirror. I mean, all that baby stuff is easy.
It don't fits, man, if you don't get the right
teenage,
thing.
The teenage stuff.
Tantrums.
I can ignore that.
I love all that. The teenage stuff is because they are a little bit more mature enough where they can challenge you a little bit more mentally.
Right.
Like they know stuff, actually, and they say
they
some stuff that's
everything.
Really true.
Yep.
Then you got to go to yourself like, that. But you got to be mad about it anyway. And they seem to be a little bit more, we talked about, and this is so true, Steve, it's not just, they seem to be more emotional, too, because hormones.
All right, so you hormones. Went there, so I'll bring this up now.
Hormones.
So they have all
I
these
mean,
different.
Katie was absolutely the worst.
Even the girls?
Yes, she was the worst.
Really?
On hormones, emotional.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, I got
Dude,
6
at
of
a
me.
Drop, man, she, I mean, at a drop of a hat, I mean, That was her whole thing, you know, as far as sports was concerned, if we could try to keep her under control. She cried. she cried at a heart. I mean, she just cried.
At a drop of a coin.
Right.
Girls she's cry
frustrated.
And laugh anytime
she's
ready.
Frustrated. She could get mad with her coach. I mean, she was...
Emotional.
Yeah. Jarrett, not so much.
That's the oldest.
Yeah. Brock is a little bit, I think, somewhere in between.
In between both of them.
Mm-hmm. Jarrett was the best.
What about you, Leroy? You had all girls.
Yeah, hey, man. Yeah, he was right about the teenagers. That's when they started sucking their teeth.
Yeah, all that, man. You can't tell
wait,
me.
Wait. You didn't get me the X?
How do you all respond to that?
You got a flip phone. I got a what?
I don't think anybody should be eye-rolling me. I'm not going to handle that very well.
You can handle the 2-3-year-olds. You're going to get it's coming.
Yeah, the eye roll is not going to work for me. It's no. Trust. Like, did you have the thing when they were a kid where, like, I'm going to count to 3 and you better do what I'm telling you to tell?
Oh, yeah. Jen does that. She count to 10. What? 1, 2, 3. Chopley. They'd be like, keep counting.
Yeah, he does. She goes, Kay.
Don't make me come back there.
Kay will go to, like, 3. And before Kay gets to 2, Jackson's already running over to her. Like, before she even gets a 2. Now, that's pretty good because for the first time she did, I said.
Don't get to 2.
I'm like, you can count to 20. He ain't coming. Right. And, before she even got to 2, she said, what? And the little joker just took off running.
My mom used to just have that look. She wouldn't say nothing. She'd just give you that look. Like
Gary?
You better get over here.
Gary's got that look. But yeah, we're doing the show.
We're
Gary will just
up,
deliver
that's
that look.
You're going to get messed up.
I do.
Yeah, Gary's definitely got the look.
I do. But, Steven, that's parenting, too. I think I'm the bad guy.
Well, of course.
In the parenting part.
Good cop, bad cop.
I have, and I don't like being in that spot, but I think I'm the bad guy.
You're the bad guy?
Yeah.
I definitely am. Ain't no question.
Well,
about
moms are always the good guy. Yeah. They're smart.
The problem
sometimes
is,
I need to filter through what the mom is telling me.
But she also could bring the hammer too, right?
Who? No, but she overreacts, I think. I had to learn that.
She overreacts, and then you got to pull her back.
But I didn't know that at first.
Oh. Yeah,
you gotta know your partner first. Too.
I overreact and I bring
the
hammer.
You gotta know if the partner is overreacting.
You just
and
need
how
to know
much,
when to be quiet.
Yeah, how much of this is really true?
Good stuff, man.
So we'll talk about Jackson's party tomorrow.
That was some education for everybody that just had babies.
I'm
like
gonna go invite everybody to his daycare to your house.
No. Ain't no kids from daycare coming over our house.
He made friends. He would love to see his friends. And they get gifts.
Guess what? Just found out he's sick. So now there's nobody coming over.
Kids stay sick all the time, don't they, Garrett? They're like little germaphobes.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Packer wipe their nose and put it right on their pants and shake your hand.
I do that now. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Gary Ehlers, and Anthony Mandela.
Mandela!
Hot Stove Weekly with Tim Allen, the franchise. Bebby Tausch talking Brewers baseball for the next hour. Some more interviews they got from the On Deck Show. Stay tuned for that. Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning from 6 to 10,
not
of course.
Hot tub, Chuck.
Bill Michaels, statewide network from 10 to 2. I'm sure Anthony Davis talk will be aplenty on both of those shows tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll talk to you after Bucks Nets here on The Fan.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.